And this is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT. We're on SoundCloud and Facebook. And there's an important event coming up on Thursday, January 30, 7 o'clock at the Rhino Bar, 1249 Queen Street West. Nikki Ashton is coming to town, and she's going to be talking about the one of the titles is Public Ownership and Building a Movement to Achieve Public Ownership. Linda McQuaig is also speaking, Rebecca Keach of the Green Jobs Oshawa. Tony Lee is a member of Green Jobs Oshawa. He joins us. Are you there, Tony?
Hi, Phil.
Thanks an awful lot. This is an interesting meeting. It's being convened by Nikki Ashton. Talk about the ideas behind this.
Well, I think this is a really promising development that Nikki Ashton, who is the NDP federal critic for transportation and public ownership, is convening this meeting to pose some really important questions. I'll just read a little bit from what she posted. Mm-hmm. She says, how did we end up with a prime minister who thinks public dollars are to be used to buy pipelines and fridges for billionaires? How did we end up with premiers across the country that privatize and gut public and social services? There is another way, a vision that begins with seeking nothing less than economic democracy that sees public and social ownership as key to achieving this in 2020 and beyond. And I think that's really encouraging that a prominent member of the NDP caucus in this country is raising these ideas, which really go back, I think, to the roots of the CCF and the NDP in not accepting, the standard mm-hmm. capitalist idea that everything has to be done for a profit, mm-hmm. but instead counterposing that to doing things that are in the public interest and the government acting in the public interest, which means public ownership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. Nikki Ashton is she walks the walk, as they say. She's actually, I think she went to the trouble of campaigning at one point for Bernie Sanders. And Sanders is standing for president of the United States. They tell us he's going to win Iowa, and he's doing well in the polls despite the fact that he's up against his own party, basically. And he, of course, raises the subject, which also was on the something CCF used to talk about, and it's going to be on your agenda Thursday, January 30, at the Rhino Bar at 1249 Queen Street. That is socialism and public ownership. And by the way, I should tell our listeners, you are a member of Unifor. You have just gone through the experience of working in one of the great historic industrial centers in GM Oshawa, and now basically defunct. You left the plant a month or two ago, right? And it's all over there. And these ideas of green jobs started coming up as GM was, in a sense, dying. We start hearing about the green. What kind of ideas were being talked about?
I think that it's really interesting that two great ideas come together when we think about what's happening in Oshawa in the auto industry. One is the idea of public ownership. What General Motors proved to us in Oshawa is that you don't secure anything for the public or for the workers by coddling corporations. Our governments gave them $11 billion mm-hmm. when they said they needed it. All kinds of advantages. The workers gave concessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, painful
concessions.
Based on
the idea that they would stay. The retirees from that plant haven't had an increase in their pensions since 2007, which really means they've had their pensions cut by 20% because of inflation. And all of this was supposed to keep jobs there, but of course it didn't. All it did was had the bottom line of General Motors Corporation, which makes billions of dollars of profit every year, and then they still, when they thought it was in their interest, not our interest, but their interest, they picked up and they've moved their vehicle production to Mexico, to parts of the U.S., other countries. But Oshawa is not producing vehicles for General Motors anymore. So that proves, I think, they're teaching us a lesson here. We're not going to get what we need by asking corporations to give it to us, or trying to bribe corporations to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
So the alternative has to be public ownership. If the government owns it,
mm-hmm.
the government's not going to shut it down to try to make more profits by moving the production somewhere else. That wouldn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also,
the other important idea, though, about mm-hmm. that I think is really captured a lot of people's imaginations when Green Jobs Oshawa raised it, is that not only should the government take over and own that plant and operate that plant in the public interest, but what they should be doing is switching to the production of electric vehicles, because that would be a concrete, immediate step.
Yeah, and by the way, could you speak to this point, that point, because they always like to say, oh, public ownership, electric vehicles, and treat it as though that's a daydream. But you've been arguing rather vigorously for some time. It's not only not a daydream, it's going to happen.
It is going to happen, and, you know, it would only be in our own interest if we ensured that we had as much of a piece of it as we could have through government ownership and using the facilities. We've got the plant, which is 90% empty now, with the equipment in it. We've got the thousands of workers that have been displaced, most of them unemployed right now. Let's put that together and start building what we need, because it is coming. And General Motors announced themselves today that they're going to be investing $2 billion to build electric and autonomous vehicles in the Detroit Hamtramck plant that was also slated to close, but in the case of the UAW in the United States, they actually went on strike and fought to maintain whatever production they could get there, and that is the result. They did win something. So it's going to happen, but now it's not happening in Oshawa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you, of course, you mentioned CUPW. There are other workers are recognizing workers of other spheres and industries, they have to communicate back and forth. They actually do have a mutual interest that the government, if it was public ownership, could be facilitated. The postal workers want electric vehicles, right? And they want you guys to make them.
They've been advocating that for a number of years. The Canada Post has the largest vehicle fleet in the country, 13,000 vehicles, and they've been saying for a long time that those vehicles should be replaced with electric vehicles. That's the responsible, forward-looking thing to do in light of the climate crisis. And what would make more sense than have Oshawa manufacture those vehicles for the post office and for other government fleets?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're speaking to Tony Leo. He's with Green Jobs Oshawa. There's going to be a meeting Thursday, January the 30th, 7 o'clock at the Rhino Bar, 1249 Queen Street West at the Skylight Room. And by the way, Linda McQuaig is speaking there. And her book is The Sport and Prey of Capitalists. You've read that book, right?
I have. It's a wonderful book, and it basically presents this same perspective. I'm very excited that she's going to be part of the panel on Thursday night at Nikki Ashton's event, because her book, The Sport and Prey of Capitalists, shows how the tradition, the history of public ownership has played such an important progressive role in Canada through things like the Connaught Laboratories, mm-hmm. or the creation of Ontario Hydro, which was a public campaign to have that created as a public institution and not be owned by a corporation.
Yeah.
So it is part of our history, and she describes that very, very well in her book.
Yeah. Well, I like that titles or subheads associated with the meeting, but one that says public ownership, building a movement. I assume that really will be what people talk about Thursday night, is how to do this.
That's right, and that's what we have to figure out and commit ourselves to.
Yeah, rather than just bandying, oh, maybe this, maybe that. No, building public ownership and organizing to do it. Well, Tony Leah, we're really glad to be talking with you. We hope, actually, we probably should talk to you after the event. We want to know how that goes. And we thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
That was Tony Leah. He's with Green Jobs Oshawa. Will be a speaker from Green Jobs Oshawa also on Thursday night. I'll tell you again, 7 o'clock, Rhino Bar, 1249 Queen Street West at the Skylight Room, and that's the January the 30th, 7 o'clock. Very important meeting.